Very few people end up changing their names as a result of a wrestling match. Very few. And of those that do, even fewer are biblical characters of Jacob's stature. So Jacob, or Israel, as we should probably call him, stands out. What does it mean to have your name changed? It marks a radical shift in your identity. Women, of course, have traditionally changed their names when they got married. Monks and nuns usually take a monastic name upon making their vows, as do popes. The apostle Simon was given a new name to him by Jesus, Kephas, or Peter, the Greek word for rock, for he proclaims that Peter will be the rock of the church. And in what is probably the best-known name change in the Bible, Saul, a devout Jew who was on his way to Damascus to persecute the followers of Jesus in that city, is blinded by an intense light, falls from his horse, hears the voice of Jesus, is converted to the faith, and as a result, Saul becomes Paul. Though the book of Acts offers less information about the reasons for the name change in this case, but of all of these name changes, Jacob's is, to my mind, the most interesting, not least of all because it's the weirdest. For Jesus to start calling Simon Peter because he will be the rock of the church is understandable and probably didn't hurt Peter's confidence one bit. I know I'd feel a boost if the Messiah decided to call me the rock. And we can see why Paul would have wanted a name change. He hadn't exactly endeared himself to the Christian community as Saul. So it was probably helpful when, as likely happened, some Christian spotted Paul and said, "Aren't you Saul, that guy who was throwing stones at us and arresting us for our beliefs?" He was able to answer, "Saul? My name's Paul, with a P." But in today's story from Genesis, we see Jacob wrestling with a mysterious being, a being who is traditionally thought of as an angel of God. And after the wrestling match, the angel says, "You shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel, for you have striven with God and with humans and have prevailed." Israel means the one who strives with God. Jacob receives the angel's blessing and receives a new name. But neither the blessing nor the new name come easy. This seems to be the message that the scriptures are sending us today. When we pray, when we ask for a blessing, when we cry out to God for justice or peace or whatever worthy thing it is we are asking of God, we often have to do it again and again. We often have to struggle. We often have to strive. Indeed, in today's gospel, Jesus tells us to ask God for justice again and again. None of the leaders of the church ever achieved the aims of the gospel easily, from St. Paul to Martin Luther King Jr. They had to struggle. They had to strive with God and with human beings. Paul himself tells us in today's epistle that we are, in our prayers and in our striving for righteousness, to quote, "be persistent, whether the time is favorable or unfavorable." And Lord knows, many Christians have been persistent, have striven in times that were extremely unfavorable. The scriptures today exhort us to strive. If they issue us a challenge, today's psalm provides reassurance and comfort. For even in unfavorable times, the psalm tells us that, quote, "The Lord shall watch over your going out and your coming in, from this time forth, forevermore." No matter where your struggles take you, no matter what name you go by, you are still and always the Lord's. It is God who will preserve you. It is God who will keep you safe. from this time forth, forevermore. Amen.